Hey, Alex.
Wow, straight to the questions, huh? Not even a simple hello for your old friend? I'm hurt. Come on, it's a pretty night outside, and I just found the most perfect spot on the rooftops. Follow me. Yes, I'm serious. You gotta come see it. Come on. Oh, you're gonna make me go by myself? How rude. Looks like I have no choice. Time to pull out my secret weapon. I brought some snacks with me. Did that get your attention? Come on, it'll be fun. We haven't gone night running in such a long time. That's the spirit. Get changed, and let's get going. Oh, don't mind me. Go ahead and do whatever you gotta do to get undressed. I'll wait here and scan your room for intruders. Okay. I'll wait for you on the rooftop. Ready? Then let's do this.
Woohoo!
Watch it. There's a drop here. Y'all right? Don't fall behind now.
Look at the view. This is amazing.
Come on, you can make that jump. Hey, if I can make it, you can too. Alright, fine. Come on, grab my hand. Come on, you can do it. Take my hand.
Yeah.
Well, hello there, my lady.
Up you go.
You're slipping a bit. When was the last time you went night running? You gotta stay in the groove, my friend. I won't always be around to catch you if you fall, you know. Well, there's only so much trauma teams can do for you, even with your healthcare plan. You know what you need? Some good IM compensators installed in your ankles or thighs. They're great for absorbing impact from huge falls. I know just the doc to install them if you're interested. Nah, he's trustworthy. Same guy I got my eye and arm from. Only cost me a little under 2,000 eddies. Plus, he has some pretty good taste in music. He had some music playing in the background when I was over. I almost fell asleep during the operation. Oh, no, they don't give you any anesthetic. Didn't you know? They don't need to. They just inject you with some kind of formula and it turns the ability to feel in your limbs right off. He could literally open up or remove your arm entirely, and you wouldn't even feel it. I'm just saying, we live in a day and age where you can get an entire computer installed into your brain, yet you insist on keeping all your human parts. You only live once, my friend. Why not live to the fullest, especially when you're a resident in the City of Dreams? I mean, I'm not gonna lie, you got a few parts I wouldn't mind you keeping. But I don't think it would hurt to install something that could help you live life a little easier, you know? Anyway, here it is. Lovely view, isn't it? Let's sit here. Here, I brought your snack, as requested. Yeah, I didn't forget, don't worry. I know how you like your food. Here, kept your favorite in this bottle as well. It's not bad. You know, I'm not surprised I've been able to stay in business for so long. They know what they're doing behind that counter. No, it wasn't around when we were kids. I remember that much. 20 years? 25 if I had to make an educated guess? Alright, suit yourself. It's pretty up here, isn't it? If you squint. You can almost forget the crazy stuff that goes on every day in the streets. All the yelling, the traffic, the gunfire. It just fades away. Up here on the rooftops, it's just us. And the occasional drone. Oh, that reminds me. I snagged you a little something. Call it a present. Yep, in the flesh. The plastic, electronic parts, component, shit, I don't know. It's a brain dance. Got it just for you. come on, a brain dance? You know, jack it into your head and experience an AR movie through the eyes of the actor? Ring any bells? These babies are used for anything from educational videos to reenacting petty crimes to, scientific research. I made this one just for you. What's on it? Well, I can't tell you that. You'll have to see for yourself. But you're welcome to take a guess. Yeah, about that. A human can't experience a brain dance. You'll need a certain other component, too. Check under the package. There's something else for you. Yep, that microchip contains no less than 5K eddies. Should be more than enough to cover getting some RAM installed in the back of your brain, plus some other stuff if you want it. Please, can you do this for me? If nothing else, just get the basic hardware installed. If you don't got it, you can't see my little gift. And trust me, you'll really like having an implant. It makes life so much easier. Please? You'll do it? Thanks, Alex. Yeah, I figured you'd ask how I got the eddies. So, I wanted to give you that little gift, but there was also one other reason why I brought you out here. Look, this isn't really easy for me to say. So, long story short, I'm leaving the city tomorrow, and I'm not coming back. Yeah, I'm supposed to be running with a clan outside the borders now. I contacted them about a month back. They promised me they'd smuggle me out of the city if I joined up with them and helped them do some jobs. They were looking for someone with athletic implants, and I just happened to be a night runner fitting that description. I'm leaving tomorrow at 5 o'clock a.m. But I plan to ditch them as soon as I can, get a vehicle, and drive as far away from here as I can. And I'm not looking back. Well, I can't keep living here in the so-called City of Dreams, where you can get popped in the head on your walk to get groceries. Everyone here preaches about making a name for yourself and dying a legend, never being forgotten and going down in history as one of the greats. But honestly, I don't really care if I'm remembered or not. I'm content with just living my life in a way I see fit and dying on my own terms. The only people I want to remember me are those closest to me. And that means what's left of my family and you. So, I'm getting out tomorrow. And I felt wrong to leave without saying a proper goodbye. Hey. You're a good woman, Alex. Ever since we were kids, you've always looked out for me and tagged along with me on all the crazy stuff we did. You're one of the few things that kept me from ditching this place sooner. One of the few things making me want to keep going. You deserve far better than a city like this and company like me. So, take my advice, okay? All throughout your life, you're gonna meet people that will try to get to you, and circumstances that will try to tear you apart and spit you out. But no matter what happens, don't let this new world break you. Don't let it corrupt you and turn you into someone you're not. You can move to a new place, change your name, your identity, or modify your entire body with cybernetics or whatever what have you so much that you don't even look like a human anymore. But never lose who you are on the inside, okay? Promise me you won't let them break you. Thank you. Well, I should get going now. I got a long ride ahead of me tomorrow. I don't want to fall asleep at the wheel. Goodbye, Alex. I'll miss you. Thanks for everything. And don't forget the brain dance, okay? See you later. Hey, Alex. I wanted to record myself, but I couldn't figure out how to do that without taking out my own eye and placing it in front of me, so staring at myself in a mirror will have to do. Hey! Although, real quick, how does it feel to be inside of my body? Huh? Hey, this is what it's like to be a boy. Pretty neat, huh? Okay, enough of that. If you're watching this, it means I've probably left the city by now. And I probably didn't have the stones to tell you the rest myself, so I gave you a recording instead. I'd punch myself for taking the easier way out, but I don't know if that would hurt you, so I'll just keep talking. Look, Alex... crap, I don't know how to say it. You're a really good friend. The best. Probably the only person I ever trusted in this entire goddamn city. But, well, I've started to feel things recently. Things regarding you. I've tried to ignore it because I didn't want to change what we have, but, well, now that I'm running with the nomads, it looks like I might lose my chance to tell you. And since you only live once, might as well try to live to the fullest, right? Okay. So, I think I kind of... God, it feels like I'm talking to myself. I think I might have maybe possibly caught feelings for you. And not just any feelings. Romantic feelings. Alex, I think I'm in love with you. I know, when I was a teenager, I told you I'd only ever date a woman if she was a mox, but... well, I changed. And now, I'm like... kinda head over heels for you. Believe me. Leaving you behind is the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. But unlike me, you have a future where you are. And if you keep on going, you're gonna do great things. I know you will. You have to be willing to adapt to whatever comes your way, and to open your mind to new possibilities. But no matter what, if I ever see you again, promise me by then you won't have let the world break you, okay? Promise me that on the inside, no matter how much smarter or stronger or sexier you may or may not have gotten by then, on the inside, you'll still be the same Alex I left behind, okay? And promise me that we'll still be friends, no matter what. Alright? Until then, my friend, stay strong. See you later.